It's no secret that student athletes and the colleges they attend often place more emphasis on athlete than student, at least in the country's revenue sports. Instead of fighting that trend, some are suggesting academic institutions flip the script. Ben Strauss wrote about the idea for the New York Times. Ben, explain the theory behind treating football and basketball players the way a university presently treats those students majoring in music or theater.
Well, there's a theory that like singing or dancing or acting, students are likely not going to go to Broadway. They're likely not going to perform in Carnegie Hall. So why not create a major for these football or basketball players that focuses on their interests, focuses on essentially what they've gone to college to do? And there are legitimate skills being taught. You know, this competitive drive, this ability to work as a team, to follow instructions is quite valuable, A, to employers, and B, might further their goals of becoming professional athletes.
Florida State University's Dr. David Pargman has proposed a sample curriculum for, quote, sports performance majors. What's involved in that curriculum?
The classes are not that surprising. We're talking about physiology, educational psychology. You know, as you get older, we're talking about public speaking, some finance classes, and really just laying an educational foundation over some of the skills that are already being built and already being practiced.
Syracuse University's William Copland has a different plan for how a sports performance major would work, but he says employers already respect the skills athletes acquire on the field. Is that an argument against the new curriculum?
Dr. Copland, I think, is less sure about a major than he is about giving academic credit. So he thinks that participation in these teams could be viewed as like an internship. Mm-hmm. And the career building skills that I talked about before, you know, teamwork and competitiveness and drive, are exactly the skills that employers are looking for already. And I think he mentioned very specifically business management and sales are two fields where these skill sets are particularly valuable.
Of course, even if you're going to bring your tenacity and your teamwork skills to sales, it's still a nice thing to be able to read and write.
It's still a nice thing to be able to read and write. And I think the way that Pargman envisions this major is he envisions it as very rigorous and that there would be real academic integrity behind it. On the flip side, when you look around college sports, both now and over previous decades, you see time and again these academic fraud instances. And I think that's one of the key critiques to an idea like this is you open the door to something like this, does it just become a floodgate?
Some athletes are interested in learning. I'm thinking about the two former UNC athletes who are suing their former school for failing to provide them with an education. And I can see coaches saying, forget the chemistry, forget the engineering. We got a major for you right here, which will enable you to devote all your time to the thing you're really here for, which is football.
It's a fair critique. I think there's two sides to that. This is already happening, so mm-hmm. why not try to address it? The flip side would be that when you look at the lawsuit at North Carolina, that basically these athletes were essentially majoring in sports, and it didn't really serve them all that well in the job market.
Were you able to determine the likelihood that a sports performance major would be added to the list of options at particularly sports-minded universities in the near future?
Yeah, I don't see it happening anytime soon, you know, if ever. Even people that support it haven't necessarily seen actual proposals in place that would make this a reality.
You can link to Ben Strauss's New York Times article, Football Major, Basketball Minor, at onlyagame.org. Ben, thank you very much for joining me.
Absolutely. My pleasure.